السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. اللهم طيبا نافعا، اللهم grant us beneficial rain. حضرة مفتي سامي، الله تعالى bless you and offer with عافيت and good health. And may all of us, Allah bless us with energy and strength and tawfiq to welcome the month of Ramadan. حضرة مفتي سامي، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، بارك الله فيكم، مولانا سليم كريم، آمين آمين. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications, جزاك الله خيرا. To our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Monley, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Sha'ban Mubarak 1446 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, and South Africa, 90-95% of the cities, countries of the world. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, and verses 46 to 49 with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Somebody might inquire and ask, but why is the incident, the episode, and the event of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and Fir'aun, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and the Pharaoh, mentioned so many a time in the noble Quran? So the easy answer is this: لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 111, the last verse of chapter 12, informs us, indeed Almighty Allah has mentioned these events, incidents, and episodes and stories in the noble Quran. It is an ibra, a lesson for people of true intelligence and intellect. Secondly, the Quran Sharif was revealed gradually, piecemeal. So this was to bring tasalli, to pacify, console him, Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. But yet you are facing so much opposition. So the incident of Nabi Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu salam, is mentioned. See how he faced so much opposition from the Pharaoh and his comrades and cronies and foolish people. So this was to give tasalli, consolation, and to pacify him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nami, Ismi Grami, is mentioned the most in the noble Quran amongst the prophets and the messengers 136 times. Allama Qastalani, one of the commentators of Bukhari Sharif, he writes, كَأَنَّهُ رَجُلٌ سُدَانِيٌ, that he was dark in complexion, but Allah is elevating him to such rank and status. And remember that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Mubarak, blessed name, honorable name, is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. We say Nabi Musa alayhi salam. The biblical terminology, they say Moses, peace be upon him. The Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists, they say Moshi. Remember Moshi Dayan. So remember the small Dajjal with one eye. So remember the other eye, he's to wear the eye patch. He's also dispatched straight to Jahannam and the Hellfire. So what indeed is the meaning of Musa? That's a valid question. Your husband's name, father's name, son's name is Musa. What does it mean? Al-waladu alladhi yajri fi tabuti al-ma. That baby and that child that is floating on the water, you must remember that, in a tabut, in a box, and so forth. So Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, the Pharaoh, the Harami, the Tanpot dictator, murdering, killing the children, but the one who is going to destroy him, he could not touch him. In fact, that Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, grew up in the very palace of Pharaoh. Why? وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. That Allah Ta'ala placed so much love. People would see Nabi Musa alayhi salam and fall in love with him. So same thing happened to the Pharaoh's wife, Asiya radiallahu anha. She just saw him and she fell in love with him. She said, we are going to rear and bring up this child. لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ عَسَىٰ أَيَّنْفَانَا. How dare you kill him, remember he will benefit us. So there you have it. Allah Ta'ala system always, that is one and only the decree of Almighty Allah and not our degrees. So today's lesson, we start with chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, genuine gold, shining, glittering, and verse number 46. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا. Wow, Atifa, in conjunction. Lam, lam, qasam, walillahi. Qad, definitely, for tahqiq, and surely, positively, and by Almighty Allah, definitely. Arsalna Musa. We said Moses, Allah stamps his majesty, authority, sovereignty, and uses the royal pronoun we. We said Moses, Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu salam, bi ayatina. With the miracles. You can't say ayatina refers to the Torah. The Torah was only given to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. So people make mistakes sometimes there. Ila fir'auna wa mala'ihi, to the Pharaoh and his chiefs and his cabinet ministers and the people who were in the elite strata of society, the top class, the top brass. And then he told them, he would even stammer and stutter in his speech, and he would recite, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Chapter number 20, verses 25 to 28. So Allah Ta'ala made it easy for him. He addressed the Pharaoh and his cabinet and cronies and comrades. Faqal inni Rasul Rabbil Alameen, that I am selected as a prophet and messenger by him, Rabbil Alameen, by Allah himself, who is the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire universe. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا. Hence, when he, Moses, came with our signs and miracles, he was dark in complexion. He placed his hand under his armpit, and then when he produced it, فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. It was white, shining, glittering, and they could see it. He threw his stick, and it became a serpent and a snake. And then they were terrified. And then, سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَىٰ. We let it return to its original form. And that is the form of the stick and the asa. So these type of miracles. So when he showed them this, this is how they play the game. Those who are in power, إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَدْحَكُونَ. إِذَا مُفَاجَاتِهَا. Suddenly they, the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, with these signs, they were laughing, mocking, ridiculing him, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ. and we did not show them any of the miracles. Illa hiya akbaru min ukhtiha, but the second one was bigger than the previous one. The third one was bigger than the second one. So like that, he showed them, and each one was greater, bigger, and more impactful than the previous one. Ukhtiha means sister, so it means the previous one. Yeah. وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ. Eventually we seize them with a punishment, and that is, we send the plague on them, we send the drought upon them, we send adverse conditions upon them. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they come back and they return to the right path. But these are tenpot dictators. These are people who are too arrogant and too ignorant to accept the truth. They had the quality of pride and arrogance and ignorance in them. وَقَالُوا, and then they told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, mockingly, Ya ayyuha sahir, O you, the magician, Ya ayyuha sahir ud'ulana, that you make dua for us. This is after the punishment had afflicted them. So maybe they tried to show that no, we respect you. So some ulama said that. But if you look at it, most probably it seemed that they were people who had no respect. So they said, oh, you magician, so Ya ayyuha sahir ud'ulana, that you cry for us, make dua for us, supplicate and make dua for us, and ask your Allah. See, they should have rather say, Rabbana, our sustainer, nourisher. Ask your Allah, ask your sustainer. But there's only one Allah. Bima ahida indak. So whatever covenant you made with him, and he Almighty Allah gave you, and the pledge he made with you, so we will then accept it. Inna la muhtadun. Then we also will be guided, and we will be on the right path. So that is what they promised Nabi Musa, salatu salam. But we know it was just lip service, and when people are not sincere, then they will not embrace the truth, because they feel they know better than the person who is telling them the truth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 21st of Sha'ban, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, one Jutla, one settler, he came there into the areas of the Palestinians, and they stabbed him, and he is badly injured. We're very happy about it. Any Jutli, remember that you come there to harm the Palestinians, or your intention is to harm them. If they kill you, they dispatch you to Jahannam and the Hellfire. They injure you. So we are very happy and proud about that. We have no empathy. We have no empathy, sympathy for the Jutlas, the murderers, the super terrorists, and the haramis. If you don't know what the meaning of harami, an illegitimate child, but that is too kind a word for them. So we will translate it as bees, and only not one bee, but a double bee. So the big bee, so remember that. So that is why we are standing with Hamas and Jihad Islami and our Mujahideen throughout the world. Then in India, and elephant, you know, Ganeshi, you see. Ganeshi is the elephant, you see. So he came, and people were there in the temple and worshipping the idols or what have you. And this elephant went ballistic and berserk, and he killed three people, three Hindus, and he dispatched them also. So therefore in India, you must be very careful when you are driving, when you are walking, and you see a cow, and you are in the vehicle, you cannot use the hooter. You know how they honk it away there, and how they use their hooters. So I was in India 6-7 times over the years. The last time I visited India was December 1995. I remember that incident of the helicopter. So we told you that many a time So nevertheless, so there was a cow passing. So I told the driver, Oot, said, Nahi, wo dar jayega. So I said, Aapka khuda dar jayega? Your God will get frightened? So now he knew that what I'm trying to tell him, one side you say he's God and he's a deity, you worship him, and on the other side you say he'll get frightened. How you reconcile that? But you see, when you get kufr and when you have blasphemy in your head, so then Allah Ta'ala says that people, Allah put ritz on their heads, in their brains. Allah Ta'ala puts the napaki and impurity, so they can't think straight after that. That today four bodies will be returned to Israel. They saying that it must be a dignified occasion. Remember, these are the Bibas and so forth. But the Palestinians last year, November, already said, we will give you there the bodies and so forth. They themselves, the Jutlas, rejected it. And they thought they will use it as propaganda. But Allah Ta'ala assist them always. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ They plot and they plan, and then it boomerang on them. So they use the Hannibal doctrine. Do you know what is the Hannibal doctrine? That they kill their own people, as they did on October 7th, 2023. They tell the world that Hamas murdered and killed and martyred according to them. How can they be martyrs when they're non-Muslims? So nevertheless, 1,200 people. So we say maximum Hamas killed were 1,900. The less were killed by you. And then you use all the Hasbara propaganda against Hamas. And the world has caught up with you. You said they beheaded babies. They raped your woman. All turned out to be lies, fabrications. And they had to apologize for it in many, many media and organizations. So today, there will be four bodies returned. And they were murdered by the Israeli diaper force, the Israeli defense force. Always remember that. On Saturday, six Jutlas will be returned and hundreds of Palestinians will be released. So Dr. Abu Hussam, who is in their custody for 2 months, and tortured, and remember, starved as well. They're not allowing the medical fraternity to see him. He also, inshallah, of the Kamal Adwan Hospital will be released. Trump says Zelensky is a comedian. He's a dictator. He is wasting our money. We gave him $350 billion U.S. dollars. And the fool go loses the war. And it was a scathing attack from Trump on Zelensky. So now the greater ramifications of this is NATO might break up, because NATO, you must remember, amongst them, all the members say an attack on one is an attack on all. So now Russia invaded Ukraine and NATO was supporting him, and what Biden did, the Medcap and the Zionists and Joe genocide as his legacy, and Blinken the Harami. So everybody knows them for the genocide in Gaza. So they were supporting them to the hilt, and now Trump came. Trump is a Medcap, you know. So he made that to complete U-turn. He said, Russia is right, and you are the cause of the problem. You started the war. NATO, Europe are livid with Trump. But what can they do? He is the president of America, and he's one of the most powerful people. So now NATO is fractured, and they have so many differences of opinion, and they might even collapse in the near future if America says we might leave, and then they will be fractured even further. Israelis who tortured our Palestinians, they took objects and they tortured them in their rectum, in their back passage, and what they did there in their presence. So remember, Israel are terrorists, are war criminals, and they are the army of Satan and the army of Hitler. What Hitler did to the Jews, many a thing he did was right. People don't even understand what Hitler did. Remember that they started homosexuality, they started pornography, the Jews there, in Germany, and then they were charging the Germans exorbitant rates for taxes, for their interest, and so forth and so on. So Hitler said, how the hell do you expect me to accept all these things here? Echan yele rechmak, I'm going to sort you guys out. And that 6 million is just a fairy tale. You must remember that. The truth is now there are 6 million plus Palestinians in the diaspora, and each one of them must come back to the Jutlas and come back to Israel, what they call, we say, Palestine. Al-Ardul Muhtalla, occupied Palestine, and we need to get rid of these Zionists and these Jutlas and kick them out and expel them because of their mass murder of the Palestinians. But even when they go to jail, it's just for short periods, and Palestinians are languishing there for 20, 30, 15 years, and that is how their justice system works. Look at UAE. So another one, MBZ, another murtad and enemy of Islam and Muslims, hosting, you must remember, an exhibition of Israeli arms. Now they are selling those arms, and they proudly say it was used in Gaza and so forth and so on. That is their laboratory. That is their testing ground. And they say and tell the people that see what are the results and so forth. At least some shame you should have, UAE. But when you are not a Muslim, you are a murtad and you're an enemy of Islam, and you go and make so-called peace, there you must remember with those people who are the enemies of Islam, then we can't expect much. The same UAE, remember that they joined and supported the Rapid Support Force there in Sudan. And in a matter of days, they kill hundreds of people. Remember that. So in Saudi Arabia, 4 packages for the local pilgrims, meaning for Saudis and them. They have different budget packages, middle class, and then first class, and then the super class, you know. So Qatar's leaders are meeting the Iranian leader. The Amir of Qatar is meeting the president of Iran. And now there's bilateral talks going on there. United States, the universities that are supposed to be a place of freedom of speech, freedom of association, and freedom, but they are clamping down and threatening the students who participate in pro-Palestinian marches, that they will be suspended, they will be fined. What happened to the First Amendment? All cheap talk, you must remember that. These whiteys, majority of them, are racist throughout the world. Wherever I went, I saw that. You must remember, South Africa had it as a law under apartheid, and other places is not a law, but it is understood in the greater society. Israel warns the Jutlas and the Zionists, don't ever cooperate with the ICC. If any one of you cooperates, you will end up in jail, and it will be 5 years more or less. You will end up, you see, how they want to subvert the truth and so on. Let's come to our country. Now democracy, 30 years, now 1994 and 2025. So you can say 30, 31 years. Yesterday at 2 o'clock, the Minister of Finance supposed to table his budget. But what happens? This is South Africa, a failed state, a banana republic run by the idiots and fools. So you must remember that. You have the ANC, you have the GNU, and then there's a big dispute regarding the VAT that ANC wants to increase it from 15% to 17%. The DA objects. The DA knows how to outfox and outsmart the ANC. And now, to the ordinary person in the street, the masses, they will say, but what? ANC wants to impose greater taxes on us so they will receive more money and they will become bigger fat cats. As it is, they are incompetent, majority of them. They can't even make a proper speech, majority of them. Hopeless, useless characters. So you're incompetent. Therefore, I'm very proud to tell you this. Me, I never ever voted ANC. And the first time I said that, on CII, the amount of flack I got, but I always, not always, Allah forbid, astaghfirullah, but remember, but as normal I can say, or most of the time I was right, so you must remember that. People got no water, people got no electricity, you can't even table a budget. Do you know how much it cost yesterday? Millions and millions. And if you count everybody's expenses, it will go to billions and so forth. So now it is postponed to 12th of March. I can't forget the date because 12th of March 1974 was the first time I went to Pakistan, Karachi, you know, and left the shores of South Africa. Hopeless men you guys are. I think my sincere advice to you, ANC and MAS, you should resign because you're a disgrace to South Africa. You're a disgrace to Africa. And now you are the president of the G20. So when these whiteys, they're going to laugh at you and mock at you. You guys are jokers, man. You must remember that. You can't even table a budget. So what will be the trajectory of our finances? What confidence are you going to tell the people about? They will say, you have load shedding, you have load reduction, you got no service delivery, your crime rate is increasing every day. I just received the news now in the morning, so tahajjud time, that my brother, I think he's Maimon, so Abdul Sattar Ahmed, whether he's Maimon or what, that doesn't matter, but I think because Abdul Sattar normally the Maimons keep, so I don't know him. So brother Sattar, Abdul Sattar Ahmed, his nickname JB, from Lord Yam Claudius, kidnapped yesterday. Who is responsible for this? There is no safety. There is no human security. Everything just goes, you know, retrogresses instead of progressing. Hopeless you guys are, man. You know, I'm so disappointed. We gave, Muslim guys gave their life, you know, for ANC. They must be turning in their graves, you know. But you gave it for a batil cause, for a cause that was promoting what? Communism, that was promoting what? LGBT, that was promoting what? The death penalty must be cancelled, abrogated. So therefore, you see, the mess we are in here. Now, Lady Pandor, her Muslim name is Naila. So I know her son. So she says, she's one intelligent person. So she's the one who told them, we must take Israel to the ICC and whatever else you must remember. And we must teach them a lesson. So nevertheless, so she said, this AFRI forum, they must sort things out with America and so forth. They caused the problem. So they must sort it out. You see, that's a lady who knows what to say and she knows how to speak and so forth. Anyway, we will carry on with our duties and so forth and so on. So today, inshallah, between 11 and 12, we'll be discussing how to prepare for Ramadan Mubarak, Mawlana Zahid Khan and myself. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran. Today, inshallah, before Maghrib, I will be there in Okis. You know Okis. Okis is there, mashallah, next to Witbank and so forth. Is the name is Okis. Wherever you hit there, you will find that koila, you will find coal comes out there. So my connection, Butigani and his family and them are there. So after Maghrib, inshallah, tonight in the Ukhiz Masjid, we'll have a program. And tomorrow after Fajr, Allah Jalla Wala make it easy and accept it. We have 15-20 minutes left. Mona Salim, make dua for our country, beloved country, gone to the dogs, as we say in colloquial English. Allah have mercy on us. Let's fire up, Mawlana Salim.
Jazakumullah khairan ahsan al-jazam. So we have till 5 o'clock. In the third rakat of Visar, besides Dua-i Kunut, is there any other Dua that I can read, Mufti Sahib?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Many a time people do not know Dua-e Kunut. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka, which is mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah. So read any dua, you know, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban-nar. Any dua you can read, and that will suffice.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for boys and girls 12, 13 years old to be together in a madrasa class where boys and girls are looking at each other?
Obviously, that they are baligh. The girls, earliest they get baligha is when they are 9 years old, and the boy, earliest, is 12 years old. So some of them definitely are baligh and mature. So now you keep them in one class, they checking one another, winking eye with one another, blushing with one another. So that is a recipe for disaster, not permissible. Even if it happens in a madrasa or wherever else, we must remember, so Islam will not allow that. Remember, the Quran Sharif has taught us, Surah 24, Surah Nur, and verses 30-31, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believing man that they must lower their gazes and protect their private part. And then for the ladies and the females, that is mentioned in chapter 24, verse 31. So therefore, Islam does not solve the problem after the problem occurs. Islam says there should be no problem, so we must nip it in the bud and so forth. So from the age of 8, 9, 10, you must start separating everybody in your madrasa, boys one side, girls one side, and now the apa is teaching the boys who are baligh, 13 years old and 12 years old, and the ustad, maulana, is teaching the young girls who are 12, 13 years old, who are baligh, and there are so many things of theirs that he can see that is developing and so forth. Since when all that is permissible, so it's definitely unacceptable and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, can I have a dua for memory? I'm 59 years old, I'm forgetting things a lot.
My sister or brother, you should be reading Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. Allah Ta'ala's attributes are so powerful that chapter 7, verse 180, so they all might Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. O Ummah, make it a habit from today, every day in your life, you will read the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah, and better than just reading it, if you can by heart it and memorize it, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever memorizes the beautiful 99 names of Allah, he, she will go to paradise. And Jannah Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, and majority of us, we can't memorize it, then look inside and read Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man Ahsaha Dakhal al Jannah, that whosoever reads it, even looks inside, no problem, you'll enter paradise. My Masi, my Kala, I think you're a lady. So now you're 59, 60 years old, Islamically. Today is Yawm al-Khamis, Thursday, Jumirat. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. All of us, we should try at least. Read Surah Yasin. There after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime. Then after Surah Yasin, you read Surah Dukhan, Surah 44. In the 25th Supara, 25th Juz. Thereafter you read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, that is chapter number 32, comprising 30 verses, and in this sequence, and thereafter Surah Mulk, and that is chapter 67, and 30 verses there as well. So Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Sayyidina Ali, read these four surahs, Thalathan, O Khamsan, O Saban, for 3, 5, 7 consecutive weeks. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with a powerful retentive memory. And he did it, and he says, Ma nasitu ba'd, I don't forget now. So each one of us, inshallah, tonight, anytime after Maghrib, after Isha, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda in the 21st Supara, 21st Juz, and Surah Mulk. Read it and make dua. And you can read two rakat salat because you don't know it by heart. Then Allah will bless you and you youngsters becoming hafiz. So my advice to the ustad, hafiz sahab, qari sahab, teach them these four surahs after they know the short surahs and encourage them every Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah tonight. They should all be reading it. Quick, 1 year, 2 years, they will finish their hifz and become hafiz of Quran, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah.
So, what is the dua to read for a person who is in Sakarat?
Remember that he himself must read, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Oh Allah, assess me against the pains and pangs of death. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Tirmidhi, various compilations. You, the family, when you see the person, now his condition is critical. The prognosis is not good. The doctors, medical fraternity say they can't do anything. Then you can read, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu. Ya Allah, if life is better for him, then fa ahyihi, give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu. Ya Allah, if death is better for the person, then fa tawaffahu, then give him death on iman and Islam. Euthanasia, mercy killing, and human beings is haram in Islam. In animals, it is permissible and acceptable. And you who are there present, then you can see the sakarat has started. The nose, the tip of it is bending towards the left-hand side. The temple, you know temple, put your fingers up, you must remember, there by the side of your head, and you will feel it's but soft. So that will subside to go in. So you must read, Laqinu mawtakum bila ilaha illallah. Remind them, don't command them. You start reading, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Once he or she reads it, then you stop. The aim must be that the last words of that person should be the kalima tayyibah. And inshallah, with the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah, he or she will enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So that is what you should do. Give out charity also. Read Surah Yasin also. Inshallah, Allah will make things easy.
Kisab, my elder daughter is married. She is moving into a new house. The question is, Mufti Sahab, is it better to rent a house or get a mortgage on that property?
Yes, that question came from UK, Scotland. Yes, they know that I visited them also. Somehow, they are my family. So now we say you must rent. Never get involved in interest. You know how many years I'm paying rental? This is now 46, 47 years I'm paying rental. 1 year Karachi, 20 years there, and this is 25th year. So we thank our Bhuti Ghani and Allah Ta'ala grant his father and his papa and ma, all of them, Jannat al-Firdaus. His brother Zubair also, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So remember this, we stay here. We're so happy here with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Upar makan, niche ruhani dukan, fabi ayyi alai rabbikuma tukadziban. You see, so this is the mercy of Almighty Allah. I can buy a house, but what I'm going to do with the house? You must remember that. So it's just two of us. So we just pay rental. We're very happy. So don't get involved in mortgage. Don't get involved in interest. All haram, all that. And you won't find peace. You know why? Because Quran Kareem states, chapter 2, verse 2, 275 to 279, Allah speaks of interest. And chapter 2, verse 279, Allah Jalla Wala states, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. If you don't abstain, refrain from interest, giving, taking, being the witness, the contracting party, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore, 100% better that you pay rental than getting involved in all these haram activities, which they, oh, there Scotland, when I met them, they were there in Dundee. So where are they moving to? I don't know. So remember that you must move in on a Wednesday or Friday, any day you can, but these are the best days. And when you move in, or just before moving in, read the entire Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 286 verses, Hadith Sharif in Muslim. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اقرأ سورة البقرة read سورة بقرة فإن أخذها بركة by reading it will bring blessing and baraka وتركها حسرة you don't read it will bring about remorse and regret and people will make mashallah mashallah but we live in a time جب نفاق عام ہو چکا ہے حضرت جی of جلال آباد who passed away on a Friday, 1992. In 77, I spent the whole Ramadan there with Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Hazrat Ji. No, warallahu malqadahu. Those days, Hazrat Ji would tell us, almost 50 years ago, ke nifaq is zamane mein aam ho chuka hai. Hypocrisy has become the order of the day. It is rife and rampant in our society. So they'll be burning with jealousy and envy. And people will try and cause you harm. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَى The evil people and evil forces will not be successful if you read Surah Baqarah. So that is our advice and give out charity daily. Allah Ta'ala makan or makin dono ko barkat ata farmai. Allah Ta'ala give the makan, the house, and the building, and the makin, the people who are residents there, staying there. Allah Ta'ala bless them with His mercy, and Allah Ta'ala sends them to them, we must remember, good conditions, and protect them in kulli su wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil.
JazakAllah Mufti Sahab for this session of question and answer, inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health, inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala.